Hello, everybody.
Hey, Bill.
A quick question. A neighbor of mine has asked me that their neighbor is putting a paved driveway in, and they're going right to the property line. Can they go right to the property line with the driveway?
Yes, they can.
That's what I thought. Okay, I'll let them know.
If they're in the township right away with the apron, they need a road opening permit. But if they're on property... Yeah, as long as they're on their property, they're not winding the apron, they can go right to the property line.
Super. Good.
Yep. Okay. Well, Kira's running late and Artie's running late, but we have six, so we're okay.
How much time left?
Those.
Okay.
So I got to see almost two whole songs, Sean.
I was going to say, how'd your daughter do?
Good. She was still up there singing. I snuck out. The principal told me I could sneak out the back door. I've been going there long enough.
Wow.
Yeah. So at least I saw the whole band.
Okay.
Yeah. And I got to see your two songs and my husband will record the rest. So it was good. Thank you.
Let's see if we can't remedy that situation.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Doesn't happen often, but you know, backup's not a bad thing. In case of emergency. Or
moments like that, you can't go back and get, though. You know what I mean?
I know. Well, it's the fourth one. Trust me. She's the last one. Oh.
Finally, though, that's good. The last one.
Oh, she is the last one.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
the grandbaby just turned four. We like him. He's cute. He's not mine. He's cheaper. All right. Almost there.
Should have got coffee.
There'll be none of that.
I need to call him and have some wine. Oh, I didn't say that out loud.
And we're recording.
Oh, that's right. I'm not, but the TV. Yeah. I'm definitely over 21. Okay, now we are recording. You're up, Chairman.
We're up. Okay. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. And notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount? Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Here.
Mr. Ellie?
Here.
Oh, we made it. Everybody made it. Good. Chairman Cahill.
Here. Will everyone please stand for the salute to the flag?
With allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the
Republic, which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, there are two changes to tonight's agenda. The application of Rinkesh Patel, 41 Lillian Terrace, is adjourned until June 23rd, 2022, and the applicant must notice for that meeting. Okay. The second adjournment tonight is Vijay Singhal. That is postponed until July 14th, 2022, with no further notice required by the applicant since they noticed for the meeting. Those are all the changes that we have.
Thank you, sir. Let's proceed. Let's go down to item number 5, 22-ZB-33V, Paul Cotterill.
Mr. Cotterill, are you present?
Yes, I'm present.
Sir, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Right hand, that's right.
That's okay. Do you swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Your name and address, please.
Paul Cotterill, 146 Murray Avenue, Scatway.
Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here and whether or not you've changed your application in any way?
The application has not changed from what was originally put in. And what we would like to do is we want to put a small addition on the back of our house, 12 by 20, and then off to the side of that addition on the Po Place side, we would like to put a small 10 by 10 deck.
Mr. Chairman, perhaps you could have Mr. Hinterstein address his comments.
Henry, would you please go over the site impact?
Yeah, I mean, the revised plan was submitted to the board. It isn't a survey, but it pretty accurately shows, I think, the existing conditions on the property. So sort of that is acceptable. The issue really becomes here is that the proposal for the deck in the front yard along Poe Place creates a severe front yard setback. Again, this is a corner property, but again, there is room to the rear of the proposed addition. So I just don't see the reasoning. There's already an existing 19x11 deck that's staying to the rear of the property that is going to be alongside the addition. I wouldn't be opposed to a small landing somewhere in the 3 to 4 foot range coming out of a door that may be proposed on that side of the property that would take you from that doorway to the rear of the property. But I can't see a full 10 foot deck in that front yard area when there's, you know, room to the rear of the property as well as the existing deck that already exists to the rear of that property. And then the only other comment was is that the fence along Poe Place is in a in a front yard setback. We typically do not allow solid fences to be put almost right up to the property line. So I think the recommendation is that the fence along Poe Place should be relocated so that it's 10 feet back from the property line on this frontage. So approximately one section of fence would have to be removed from the rear and the front, and the fence would be moved back 10 feet from the Poe Place right away.
As far as the fence goes, obviously, if you say move it, we're going to move it. But there is a stand of trees alongside that fence, and it's kind of a catch-all. Everything that goes through the neighborhood, that is a side street. I know you say it's the front of the house, but it's actually the side. And what happens is all the garbage winds up in those trees, and there's a big pole in there with electric on it and stuff. We'll move it. It was just when it went in, it was... that made the most sense to put it right there. There's other tree things as well. But the main issue with the new deck that we would like to build is presently we have the deck on the back of the house where the addition will now sit. I mean, the larger deck on the back of the house. The house is on two levels, about 3 feet difference between the two of them from an addition that was put on many years ago, not by me. And so there's no access to that side deck that's going to remain from the floor, the level of the floor where the kitchen is going to be. The addition is part of the kitchen. So there's no way to get out to there. You'd have to walk all the way through the house. And the issue with putting the deck on the back, that is where the deck is now. Our house was one of the first houses in the neighborhood. And for whatever reason, it's very high. It's much higher than the other houses. It's built on the ground has been raised. And it's up high, and the house directly behind us that backs onto us is a slab. And my neighbors, who we're friendly with, we're okay with them, we've got no problems with them. They spend a lot of time in their yard, and where they spend all their time is in between our house and their house on the side of their yard. So what unfortunately happens is we kind of loom over them with the deck. I mean, we're, you know, 40 feet away, but we're up above them. So everything, we're just kind of looking at each other all the time. It annoys my wife more than it annoys me, but you know, I'm pretty sure that my neighbors would prefer that the deck went on the side, and it certainly would work better because we would then have access out. But those are really the two reasons. We want to, privacy, for starters. There's nothing on that side of Poe Place, just the side of my neighbor's house, which is quite a distance away on the other side of the road. Whereas on the back of the house where the deck is now, where the addition is going to go, we're getting closer and closer. We'll be even closer to them. You know, we probably wouldn't do a deck if that was where it was going to go again. For everybody's, it'd probably be better for all. The reason we want the small deck on the side is essentially for a grill. We could maybe take the size down a little bit. We grill 90% of what we eat. So access to that deck and to that grill is important. We don't need a large deck out there. We probably wouldn't spend much time aside from grilling and letting the dog out. But that's really the reason for it all. And also, we've lived in this house for 25 years with the kitchen the way it is, which is the way it would be if the door moved just directly backwards, as kind of as you're proposing, with the deck on the rear of the house. And it doesn't work with the way we would like the inside of the kitchen too. So from our point of view, from the inside, it works better on the side. And we think that from the outside, it works better on the side because it would be more privacy for the neighbors and for us, for that matter. But that was the reason for it. It's quite simply that.
Mr. Cutterill, did you entertain the thought of putting any type of landscape or foliage between you and your backyard neighbors to keep your backyard a little more private?
I hadn't as of recently, but no, to be honest with you,
If that's a major concern, that's what a lot of residents in town will opt for, is our arborvitaes or some other type of landscape to give you the privacy you desire from your neighbor's property.
And to be honest with you, it's more for their privacy than ours. Because, you know, we're sort of overlooking down, you know. But
I can appreciate that. And I can appreciate your concern for your neighbor, but we're here with your application that we're trying to try and rectify. So we're just trying to come up with some type of compromise that we can work within what you are desiring and what the township can actually allow.
Would it be something that we could maybe make the deck a little smaller? You know, I'm willing to do what we have to do. I don't think moving it to the back is going to happen because that would really put us on top of the neighbors. So I'm not really sure. I'm going to go with what you guys say we're going to do.
Henry, can I ask a question? Henry, what about a landing leading down to a small patio that could fit the grill?
Yeah, I mean, that's what my thought was, is, you know, why not do a patio, you know, do a landing, you know, 4 foot wide landing that you come outside the addition, which I believe is the kitchen. And, you know, it could be a little bit longer if it's 4 feet, but it could be sort of reached towards the back and then go down to a patio. It doesn't necessarily have to be a deck, but, you know, it may be large enough for the grill to be up on the landing so that it's in a little bit closer proximity to the kitchen. But, you know, I think something of that nature would be okay. But again, it would be more of a landing. It maybe just wraps around the back enough where they could put a grill on it. And then, you know, perhaps it steps down to a patio. I'm not saying that, you know, they still do have a deck on the other side. I understand it's at a different level, but there's stairs that go down, and maybe that patio can be sort of a connector between the deck that's existing now. It maybe goes down to that patio, and then it goes back up on the other side to that sort of smaller landing deckish type of structure where you could keep, you know, your grill on there. But again, the issue is how far out to the road, you know, to Poe Place property line. You know, again, I could see 4 feet, you know, I may get, you know, crucified. I, you know, whether it was 5 feet perhaps, but I really think the 4 foot would be the number that's much more manageable on the Poe Place side. Again, it could go along the addition, and then it could be almost, you know, once it's to the rear of the addition, it could be another small area back there as well, where you'd be able to perhaps put the grill if it didn't fit on the side. But, you know, I mean, 4 feet could probably make it so that you could fit a grill somewhere on that landing area, or if not around the back of the addition or on the patio in very close proximity to the kitchen.
Well, the issue with the patio would be that, like I said, we're kind of high off the ground to begin with, so there'd be quite a few steps. And to make the patio straight, there's quite a drop-off that goes down towards Poe. So we'd wind up with a retaining wall almost in front of the gate, because you'd probably lose another couple of feet, 2 or 3 feet there. The patio wouldn't really work for us. Really, this is the best we could come up with. The platform around the back, again, would put us sort of very close to the neighbors, and it wouldn't look good with the, I'm a contractor, you know, I can sort of see how things would look. It wouldn't really work with what we want to do, but we have to work within what you guys say. So we're going to
Mr. Cotterell, I understand you're certain things may not work with what you're looking to accomplish for your sake, but again, there's ordinances in place here and you're asking for variances from those ordinances, and to just say it doesn't work for you, you know what? It doesn't work for the town either, unfortunately, though, as well. That's why you're here for a variance. So we're trying to compromise, and I just don't see, you know, that full deck being able to be placed in that particular front yard location. I know it's your side, but it is a front yard. It's a corner property. It's considered a front yard.
It probably doesn't make any difference at all, but it's also the neighbor across the street is the side of their house too. So it's mm-hmm. looking at their garage. It's not like they're going to be looking across at us. I don't think that makes any difference.
I totally get that. And again, we're not opposed to having the small structure there, a landing, perhaps something half the size of what you're proposing. Again, the requirement is you need to show a hardship. And the fact that you just want it in that location, you know, I don't think makes it a hardship when you have, you know, other areas in the property that are in conforming locations. I understand that, you know, you talk about your neighbors and privacy and these other things, but, you know, as Mr. Cahill had mentioned, you could always do landscaping for privacy. There's other reasons or other solutions to perhaps your some of the concerns that you have. So again, I'm willing to look at this as you know, being able to be compromised to some degree, but I can't see a 10 by 10 deck being placed in that front yard when there's already an existing deck in the back in that other location, which seems like a good location. And when there's room also to put it to the rear of the property.
What would you say to 5 by 10?
Yeah, I don't think I would have too much. I personally wouldn't have a big issue with the 5 by 10. I think 4 was really the number, but you know, I think 5 is still an adequate compromise that would allow for perhaps you to place a grill out there and still make it somewhat functional.
I mean, I would be fine with 5. I understand what's going on. You know, I get it. But, but as you said, you know, it's not a hardship that this is the way we want it. I get that. But also, you have to live here and you have to deal with it. So we don't want to just put the deck on the back of the house and then regret it for the next, however long.
We understand that. Well, we do. Yeah. But again, you've got to understand that we've got issues that we have to deal with as well, collectively as a community. And these ordinances are in place to make sure that all the residents are treated equally. And, like Henry said, it's not really a hardship situation. You already have a deck. A lot of residents don't have property big enough where they can have a deck. So if you're willing to go to 5, or if Henry's willing to recommend that we could go to 5 instead of a 4-foot landing, I would take this to, well, I'll open it to the public to see if anybody has any questions, but we probably lean towards this very favorably. Is that something you could accommodate, Mr. Cotterell?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Does anybody on the board have any questions for Mr. Cotterell or any comments about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public.
Before you go to the public, I just want to clarify with Mr. Hinterstein, if the board is going to consider a 5-foot deck, I just want to make sure that we understand that that would be a 19.7-foot front yard setback.
14.7
It's 19.7, right? You have a 19.7.
Right, so it'd be 19.7.
Yes, 19.7.
Correct.
Anybody else have any questions? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments about this application? Ms. Buckley?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, we're going to close the public portion, and I'm going to make a motion to approve this application with the comments that Henry made. and the agreement with the applicant to compromise. And I got a second.
I'll get a second.
Okay. Please call the roll, Laura.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Cotterill, your application as amended has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll send that document to you. You'll need to get that for your permits.
Do I have to reapply for the permit package, or that just stays where it is, and then I just send this letter in on top of that?
Once you get your resolution, you'll have to resubmit for your zoning permit, and then you give it to the building department. They'll put it in your folder, and then they'll reopen the folder back up, the permits. Okay.
All right.
You can email me if you have any questions.
Am I done here?
You're all done.
We're done. Have a great night, sir. Thank you for the compromise. Okay, let's move on down to item number 722-ZB-42V, Carl Walton.
Mr. Walton, are you present tonight?
Yes, I am.
Mr. Walton, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth.
Yes.
Can I have your name and address, please? Put your hand down.
My name and address?
Yes, please.
Yes, sir.
Carl Walton, 1812 West 7th Street, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Walton. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
I would like to replace an existing fence around my property. I've been here 16 years. Everything has been as it was until I tried to replace the fence. Then I realized that there were some issues that I couldn't.
Mr. Chairman, you should probably ask Mr. Hinterstein if he has any comments.
Yes, Henry, could you please comment about your site impact?
Yeah, basically this is for an application where most of these variances that are being requested are for pre-existing conditions. Really the only thing that's not a pre-existing, well, even the fence that's there now is in the same location that the proposed fence is going in. So although it's a new variance because it's the replacement of the fence, it's going back into the same location where it was previously located. I believe the variance request is for less than 2 feet. So the variance is de minimis in my nature, in my opinion. And I don't see any issues with the application. I think you could look at it favorably based on the fact that the fence is, existing fence is there in that location, and it's only a foot or two over the front yard setback.
Thank you, Mr. Hinterstein. Any other members of the board have any questions for this application or this applicant? Hearing none, I'm gonna open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, we're going to close the public portion. I'm going to make a motion to approve this application.
Can I have a second?
Thank you. Call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Walton, your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will mail that document to you, and you'll need that to get your permits.
Great. Okay.
Good luck, Mr. Walton. Have a great summer.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's move on down to item number 9, adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of May 26, 2022.
First resolution is Arif Mustafa Akhtar. This application was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel.
Couldn't hear you,
Jim. Can't hear you, Jim.
Mr. Patel? Mr. Patel?
Kalpesh.
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
The second resolution is Stephen Velicki. This application was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Third resolution, Rajat Kumar. This application was approved. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mirando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have.
Let's move on to item number 10, adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of May 26, 2022. All in favor say aye.
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 Item number 11, make a motion to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 Thanks again, everyone. Appreciate you coming out. You're busy schedules. And, we done for this month, Laura? When's the next meeting?
No.
June 23rd. July and August, you get.
Yes.
July and August is only one meeting.
Yes.
Correct.
You and we still got, I mean, you could change
that. The drench is so nice to us.
The mayor, but yeah, no, we only have, we have two.
Can I interrupt? Was this the end of the meeting?
Yes,
sir. That's the end of the meeting.
They told me on the agenda that they were going to do the parking down on 12th Street.
Sir,
you need to be in the council meeting. This is the zoning board meeting.
Oh, my God. I'm in the wrong meeting.
That's okay.
It's happened before.
How do I get to the council meeting, I guess?
So log off, go back online, go on the township website, and click on for the council meeting.
How dumb can I be?
Okay, no, it's okay. It happens all the time.
I'm sorry. Bye.
Make sure you yell at that Mrs. Cahill. All right, guys. Everyone have a great night, okay?
We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Hello.
Yeah. Bye. Mr. Cahill.
I'm going to sleep on my couch.
Good night.